Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Well, we all had such a great time at the San Diego Loyal game last weekend. Did anyone go to the second game yesterday afternoon at Torero Stadium?
I did not, but I know they absolutely dominated.
They did. 3-0 win. Another good turnout. The Chavos and the locals out there. Coque Vegas had another shutout. Evan Conway scored the first goal, and they are now 2-0 on the season. All 6 points in the standings for the San Diego Loyal this weekend. The Seals won
big,
on the road
win. Amazing
on Friday
game.
Night at
Amazing
Vancouver.
Amazing game. Watch the whole thing.
Rolled to a fairly easy victory. The Legion, I think, are in first place. They won again. They're 4-1. Rugby. Rugby. The Wave start their season this Saturday. Snapdragon Stadium against Chicago. Second season of San Diego Wave soccer. Lots of good local action. Gulls lost twice, but they're still fun if you want to go to a Gulls game. But they
did. Was their Saturday night?
You were at the Gulls game. That's right. I saw some social mediaing at the Gulls game.
Yeah, we had a good time there. Always a good time.
Couldn't lift them to a win over the Iowa Wild.
Could not. But it was 2-0 for a while, Iowa, and then the Gulls scored two goals in like 15 seconds. They'd barely finished announcing the first goal when they scored the second
one.
Love
when that happens.
Yeah, it was fun.
So are the Seals? They're still on the road again this week.
Yeah, well, they do an away and home back to back nights, which is gnarly.
So they're both on the road then at home.
So we got Friday night in Fort Worth, Texas, against Panther City, and then we are home on Saturday night to take on the Bandits. Going to be the toughest game of the year. The Bandits are nasty and dirty.
So you're gonna have to fire up the crowd at Pechanga Arena.
They had 15,000. At Bandit Land for their game last week.
Wow.
And it was packed. I'd love to get that arena filled, so get your tickets at sealslax.com.
Oh, and the Sockers, of course, Polly mentioned it earlier, but they won twice and earned their supporters' shield again for the best record in the MASL with a win last night over Empire Strikers, 7-3.
Yep. So it's going to be, this weekend's going to be nuts. Love to see you guys out there, sealslax.com.
And of course, we're just, biding time until opening day a week from Thursday. Last spring training game's actually a week from today. Padres will be heading home from Peoria just over a week from now after a game against the Mariners. And then Tuesday and Wednesday off, and then opening afternoon on Thursday against the Colorado Rockies.
Beautiful.
So you're updated on the local sports scene, from the Aztecs to the Padres and everything in between. For the rest of the headlines,
that was slick. Updated on the local sports scene.
From the Aztecs to the Padres and everything in between.
New tagline for you.
Now let's get to the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah?
All right.
Number one seed right there, Bowen Taylor.
Yeah.
Going up against Adam. It's going to be tough.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
Go now at our Ben and Woods Twitter page in the Tournament of Drops Final Four.
It's the Rindle Report brought to you by the San Diego Sockers. The Lords of Indoor are on the march to the Ron Newman Cup playoffs. Get your tickets today at SDSockers.com. Fairleydickinson.com. Wanted to start out, teased it a little earlier, talk a little bit more about Fairleigh Dickinson. We've only seen it, it's only happened one other time, right? A 16 beating a 1, but this was not a well-known 16 seed that had a bad year or anything like that. Some of the notes that I saw about this school, it was blowing my mind. I couldn't get enough of it. So first of all, FDU, they weren't even supposed to be in the tournament. Merrimack won the NEC conference.
But they, it's not
the
like
neck.
They didn't get an at-large bid into the tourney.
So Merrimack would have should have been in the tournament, but since they're still transitioning to D1, FDU took their place. Where wasn't even supposed to be there.
There's no reason Purdue should lose that game.
It's like UCSD is still transitioning to D1, so they can't take part in the NCAA tournament yet, even if they won the Big West.
Correct.
They don't even let them play in the conference tournament, but they did let Merrimack play. And Merrimack won it, but they didn't get to go.
Exactly. Fairleigh Dickinson closed as a 23.5-point underdog against number one Purdue. Made Friday night the largest upset in NCAA tournament history. They showed the arena capacities. Purdue plays in an arena that holds 14,240 people. It's a powerhouse school. Blue blood, right? FDU's gym, and I say gym, almost every high school in San Diego, I think, probably
it's
has a better...
It's barely bigger than this studio.
It is tiny. There's like 40 seats, it feels like. I saw a picture of the guy with the big flag running. I'm like, do you have to do that if there's 100 people there?
Few people.
Their capacity is 1,852.
Wow.
It looks like a middle school gym. This made the rounds. There was a kid sitting courtside in a suit. He's a junior at the university. He's their director of media relations.
Oh, yes. My God.
They don't have it.
They don't have one.
They don't have a PR team.
He goes to the school and they said, hey, do you want to be our PR director while you're a student here? Go right ahead.
And finally, FDU doesn't have a band. So yesterday, the University of Dayton's band played for them.
Oh, wow.
They had won, though. I think Bon Jovi was going to be their band.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see their coach? Maybe. What's the coach's name and how he
Tobin?
Tobin, yeah, he was that speech he gave to the team. He, like, the more I see Purdue, the more I think we can beat these guys. Before the game had even started, he talks like a mile a minute. You can barely understand him, but he's very enthusiastic and certainly made those guys believe something that you really shouldn't have believed. You're the smallest team in college basketball, essentially. And you're facing the 7-4 player of the year.
Yeah.
You should have no hope whatsoever in that game. No hope at all. And they did it. They won. Amazing.
I'm going to keep it rolling with college hoops. We had a bad beat this weekend. And when I mean, one of the worst bad beats I've ever seen. TCU versus Gonzaga. Gonzaga, the 3 seed. Horned Frogs, the 6 seed. This game is over. It's in the second, late in the second half. There are 0.7 seconds left on the clock. I'm trying to paint the picture for you. The score after a made free throw is Gonzaga 84, TCU 78. That is 6 points.
6 points, and, says my math.
And TCU, so they have the ball on the opposite end of the court with less than a
baseline,
second.
Baseline, 0.7 seconds.
I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, you don't have to tip it in, but it's just barely more than a tip in is all you can do.
Right. 4.5-point underdogs. So TCU plus 4.5.
Okay,
down
TCU
six.
Plus 4.5, down 6.
They inbound the ball.
They roll
and
it.
They do the whole, you know, you roll it and see how far you can get it before somebody
and
finally
Gonzaga
starts playing
doesn't really
defense.
Care because they know as soon as they touch the ball, the game is
game's
essentially
over.
Over.
Right, yeah.
So they just stay away from it. It's like, what are you doing? There's no, you're doing, this is pointless.
You can roll
right
it
now.
To the other baseline, pick it up and make a layup.
I'm watching again right now.
It.
Free throw goes in. Gonzaga has already, they're hugging each other. This game is over. TCU players are even hugging and high-fiving Gonzaga players. The game is over, but the ball keeps rolling across half court now. Clock still hasn't started because nobody's touched it yet.
Right.
And with 0.7 seconds left, TCU player picks it up, I would say, right between the half-court line and the three-point line, so maybe 7 or 8 feet behind the arc.
Still not easy to get a shot off in 0.7 seconds, especially when you're picking it up off the ground.
I mean, the ball's not bouncing at this point. It is rolling along the ground. He picks it up, chucks it up.
It
goes in. Final score, 84-81. TCU covers 4.5 points.
You always do have to remember that with every bad beat comes the other side
of the
coin.
The other side. This is like, oh, my God!
Who just bet on TCU
and
just incredibly won a bet that they had no business winning at the end of the game.
No question.
It was unreal. And finally, we'll wrap it up. Do you guys like Taco Bell out there? I know you do.
I do. Ben?
I don't hate it. I mean, you know, it depends on the menu item, but there are certain things that, you know, good Mexi Melt.
Oh, our buddy Edward tweets in, the three at the end of the Gonzaga game cost me $2.50.
Oh, no.
No. No.
Oh, no.
You're feeling so good about that one. You're feeling like that's $2.50 in my pocket.
But it was a close game, so you could have gone either way almost until the very end. And then you have it.
That's a bad beat.
And then you don't.
That is a bad beat.
All right, Taco Bell. Fire away.
They are. I don't remember these items. I think I vaguely remember them, but I don't believe I've ever tried them. So Taco Bell is bringing back some 90s hits in what they're calling a blast from the past menu. They're reintroducing the Volcano Burrito.
Never heard of it.
The Volcano Taco.
Remember. Never heard of it.
And the option to add lava sauce on any item.
Now you're bringing up
a little extra spicy.
Is it spicy cheese? Is that what the lava sauce is?
I thought it was just like one of their hot sauces.
This is like a hot sauce. I don't know if there's cheese involved.
They're bringing all of this back starting in June. The company announced over the weekend, they said from petitions to people recreating their own DIY alternatives, Taco Bell fans took to social advocating for the return.
It was spicy nacho cheese. I knew
the lava sauce.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
I'm all in.
I don't know that I can do it.
I'm all in.
All right, well, Volcano Taco, Volcano Burrito, and then you put the spicy cheese on it?
Yeah, fantastic.
Menu changes at Taco Bell are very polarizing. They brought the Mexican pizza back recently.
Yep.
I actually liked the Mexican pizza.
Never had it.
Not bad. My wife was so bummed. She loved the seven-layer burrito,
and they took that off the menu
in the last year or so.
Yeah, the spicy or the Volcano Burrito and the Volcano Taco, they've been off the menu for like over 10 years now, and they're bringing it back. And like I said, there was all this petitioning going on, and at Taco Bell said, they tweeted out, "We're just a social media manager who doesn't have the power to bring back menu items. Come on, guys." And then they quote tweeted themselves and said, "Psych, Volcano Menu is coming back. Available later this year." Like I said, starts in June.
I get it. The craving, the hankering once a year. And when I go, I've probably seen it. Probably saw it in action at Fantasy Camp. How hard did I go?
It was frightening.
It was like $40 worth. And I was like, hey, if I'm doing it, I'm not going to a taco, you know, some nachos. I go.
I finished my meal. You said another like 15 minutes.
I was like, can he do it? And he could.
He did.
Double-decker taco supreme was one of my favorites.
Just delicious.
Crunchwrap supreme.
Delicious.
Cheesy gordita crunch. Mm.
It's not.
You got to be in the mood. You got to be feeling really bad about yourself.
You do. Yeah. At your lowest. Like, that's bottom for me these days. That, which is good. If that's my bottom, then that's good. But when it hits hard.
Taco Bell taco or Jack in the Box taco?
Jack in the Box taco. Easily.
Which is crazy. I mean, there's nothing.
They're phenomenal.
There's nothing
I've never
Mexican
liked
food
the
like about a Jack in the Box taco, yet it satisfies something primal.
Yeah. It's that slice of Velveeta cheese in the middle or something.
Anything that you can get two of for 99 cents in the year 2023, okay by me.
By the way, recently, I was having a rough day, and I got a delivery, and I got the mini box of mini tacos, and I think it's to share, and I crushed the entire thing of the mini tacos. They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable. My wife, it was late at night on a weeknight, and we have cameras all over our house, and she said, "I thought there was an intruder last night at about 8:30. And then I saw you go out and get a secret delivery. It's really fun when all of your moves are filmed. I can get away with nothing in my home. But yeah, I needed some, and I got some.
Do we all like to eat snacks privately sometimes?
More than anything. Yeah. It's the thing that
I break out the chips. I don't want anyone watching me eat the chips.
I want to eat. When I'm eating poorly, I want to eat in private.
It's a shameful act.
I'll often sit down at a booth at McDonald's and just eat it there and get rid of any and all evidence. Jack in the Box is the same, and that's what I got that night.
If you put it in the car then smells
the car
like
reeks.
It.
Yeah,
it's evidence.
Yep,
it's exactly olfactory right. Evidence.
You lose one fry in between the cracks, and your car is toast.
You're done.
But no, I it's like I'm visiting a prostitute when I get food like that late at night. So I gather from what I hear, from what I understand. So I've heard.
And that is our Rindle Report here on Monday. Good job, Paulie.
Thank you.
Let's see. We still have Sammy Spring Training set to join us. I think Bob Melvin meeting with the media as we speak. Hopefully an update and hopefully a good update on both the injuries to Austin Nola and Juan Soto yesterday.
It's like the worst part of spring training when you have to do the injury update to a couple of guys that you're expecting to be in your starting lineup day one.
We get to all of that coming up with Bennett Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
About letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Waiting on this one, and I knew it would come. Ben threw, or Paul actually threw the chum into the waters as he was talking about Taco Bell, and then Ben brought up Jack in the Box. I was waiting for this response that you knew, that I knew was going to come, and it was delivered by our pal Alex. Alex says, why would anyone eat Taco Bell, especially in our area, with all our amazing, delicious, real, authentic Mexican food we have available to us at Ben and Woods? I knew it was going to come. It's blood in the water, and the sharks come. And I said, because sometimes, man, you just crave the bell. You crave the shredded lettuce, the shredded cheese, the really, you're not sure what flavor the meat is.
Overly crunchy taco.
No one's arguing that it's superior.
No.
And no one's calling it Mexican food.
Correct.
Or out there.
No one's saying it's Mexican food. It's Taco Bell. They stand alone. It's like anything. It's the same could be said of why in God's name would anyone go to Mickey D's when you could go to
Rockies, Hodad's.
Name it. There's 1,000 better burgers you're going to eat than a cheeseburger from Mickey D's. Sometimes you just have to have Taco Bell. And like I said, it's one time a year, and I see it, and I go, it's like the honing device pulls me in, and I can't do anything about it. There's better options.
It's homing device.
Homing. What did I say?
Honing.
Homing device. It just... It sucks you
in. A bat signal, except it's just a taco.
It's just a gross taco, and you're like, I got to have it. And not only I have to have it, I need to have a dozen of those bad boys. So, yeah, it's sometimes it's just about cravings, right?
Tom asks, hey, if you have a Jack in the Box still at 99 cents for two tacos, share the location. Every location, just use the app, and you can get them for 99 cents for two still. But I always order off apps now. If a restaurant has an app, that's usually how I'm doing it. It's simpler. It's ready when you get there. You just pick it up. Hey,
is that the most embarrassing app you have on your phone?
Yeah, what is the most embarrassing? I don't have any.
I've got a gamut of embarrassing fast food apps.
Here we go.
Got
the Panda Express app.
Are you kidding?
Got the Jack in the Box app, Chick-fil-A app, McDonald's, Five Guys, Rubio's, Kebab Shop,
Holy hell.
Grill,
you are
Habit, Jersey Mike's. I mean, I don't use them often,
but I have them once.
I feel like, well, why wouldn't you? They give you like points and free stuff, so you might as well. I got the Chipotle app there.
Good
got the 7-Eleven app. You can actually get real discounts on things at the 7-Eleven app. Domino's. I haven't eaten a Domino's pizza
now, here's the funny thing.
5 years.
He's also the guy
that's Yogurt like, Land.
He's the guy, Paul,
Popeye's
that's like,
chicken.
Oh, my God. You do not have a Popeye's
I do. I never use it, but I've got it. Urban Plates. Haven't eaten there in a long time. I got the Vons app.
That's where my cream pie comes from. Urban Plates.
Yep. Starbucks, obviously.
No wonder you're... Wallpaper was a photo of the Grand Canyon. You don't have any pictures of like your family or anything.
All the memory on your phone is taken up by the 40 fast food apps you have on my phone, just in case San Diego State ever gets invited.
Is that right?
Yep.
What?
Got the 7 Mile Casino app on my phone. That's a good one to have. Got the Peacock app, even though I don't pay for Peacock anymore, but I might at some point in the future if there's a Padres game.
Would it surprise you that I have no fast food apps or restaurants of any kind in my
I've got the Nordstrom app. I've got the Home Depot app.
I bet you have a lot of delivery apps.
I've got the Valero gas station app. I've got the Odyssey app on my phone.
I don't, actually, strangely enough.
I do.
Auto Club, Verizon. I've got.
What's that? OnlyFans?
Peloton.
Is that what is that? Is that OnlyFans?
Auto Club.
Oh,
Verizon?
No, the other one. The one next to it. Is that OnlyFans?
No. Unless that's a sports app. I might have that one then.
Yes, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's for fans of sports.
You should sign up.
She could get away with that. I signed up for this because I thought it was a sports
app. I have Doodle Jump app.
What's that?
You never played Doodle Jump?
I've never even heard of Doodle Jump.
Never played Doodle Jump? Oh, I thought everyone had played Doodle Jump on their phone. Well, download it and tell me you don't get addicted for, about a year before I could put that one down.
This kid.
Doodle Jump. Doodle Jump.
Just sucking down Panda Express playing Doodle Jump.
I like the beef and broccoli. It's not that unhealthy of an option.
Okay. He will not eat at, if we go to Peoria, he won't eat at Chili's.
Right.
He refuses to. We have to go to Meatball Wheel Place. He won't go. He wouldn't get a Domino's pizza, Paulie, if we put a gun to his head.
Right.
But you have all these apps. Is it really just to save money?
Or
just
yes.
in case?
No, yeah. Prepared? Just in case and be prepared and possibly
in case
save.
What? Your car breaks
save
down?
Save some money.
In Grapevine, Texas?
You never know. Yeah, you never know. I should. just think I should download the Whataburger app just in case I'm ever in Texas one of these days.
He just continues to blow my mind.
I do draw North Carolina staples. You got all their apps already?
Hold on, stop. Great question. Have you been looking at your app Eat Her for your North Carolinian trip?
We're mostly just eating at the golf course while we're there, you know, because Pinehurst is a very small town. It's not like in a city or anything. It's outside of the area. Although Matt Janelle told me about the Track restaurant where they serve breakfast.
Okay.
Really good and cheap, he said. So we'll definitely have to try that when we're out there. And we're going to, I did look at the Eater app. We're going to eat at a place in Raleigh when we arrive called Pools. But Shelly has
you're
the
on a vacation
she loves it.
To, for some out. Elegant golf. Eat, like, you don't have to eat cheap. Just
that's not cheap.
Go crazy.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
The first place you said, "Oh, it's cheap and
it's
easy."
Cheap. It's good. Yeah, I mean, you got to get onto the golf course though. I mean, we're going to be eating at the halfway house, and
okay.
It's a golf trip, so it's about the golf, not as much about the eating.
Well, your apps will come in handy, I bet, in the airports that you'll be stopping in, because they often have
that's a good point
Panda
too.
Express, Jack in the
those
Box.
Are they oftentimes the airport locations don't they, have the same
like,
app
it's their own
service.
Thing.
They're kind of on their own operation and not affiliated necessarily with the rest of the chain on apps.
Okay.
So I've definitely run into that problem
you
before.
Continue to blow my mind, man. You continue to blow my mind.
The journey through Ben Higgins' apps was
I would have never guessed.
You play a little
this.
Doodle Jump, and you tell me
what
you can
this?
Put it down. I'll give it to you on my phone in the break, and you will give
doodle
me a review
jump.
Of Doodle Jump.
All right.
When we come back, we'll also talk to Sammy Spring Training.
Yes.
Get us the update from Bob Melvin, Austin Nola, Juan Soto. How are they doing after yesterday's injuries? And then we'll wrap up the Monday edition of Ben and Woods right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Looking forward to tonight's game, Mexico-Japan. Really, Roki Sasaki taking the international stage. Maybe a future pitching star in Major League Baseball.
21 years of age, my friend.
Going up against your camera is in the wrong spot. So go ahead
That's
and
all right.
fix that. And we will get Sammy Spring Training on the line. Now, he just told Paul, and I had forgotten about this, but this is another scheduled off day for the Padres, which means no manager availability. So we're just hanging maybe on some of this Austin Nola and Juan Soto news, but we will get caught up on everything that happened over the weekend in Arizona with Sammy. after a check of traffic. First, this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Visit 5HourEnergy.com. Remember college? 5-Hour Energy got you through. The energized feeling you relied on back then still works today. Rediscover 5-Hour Energy. It'll get you through again. Visit 5HourEnergy.com. Kelly, then Sammy here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. He has joined us pretty much every day, every show of spring training, and he's down to his final week in Peoria, and then his sentence is over. Sammy Spring Training joins us now on 97.3 The Fan.
The sentence.
Going for any early parole, Sammy?
Good behavior.
No. It is a joy to be here once again. Greetings from Arizona. But you're right. Only a week left. Hard to believe. I got to be honest. But I think we're all ready to get out of here in a week and get the ball rolling with this season.
Well, it's like that every team right now, Sammy. There's some guys that are nicked up and dinged up and hurt elbows and sore knees and strained obliques or broken noses, as it were, for the San Diego Padres. Yeah, it does. It always begs the question, how much spring training is too much. It's just bad luck. I mean, really, it's just bad luck. You've seen the injuries in the WBC. Altuve is a superstar. He'll be out 3 to 4 months. Obviously, we know about Edwin Diaz, but a couple of our own guys we were kind of counting on to contribute early in the season, Juan Soto, Austin Nola. I know that Bob is not talking to the media today, but have you been able to glean anything from some of the people around the team?
Yeah, well, you're right. Off day today, so no Bob Melvin report, nothing going on at camp today. So I would imagine we won't have any definitive news until tomorrow morning. And, then we'll, tomorrow's a night game. So actually, unless a report comes out from somebody, probably not until tomorrow afternoon will we have any kind of definitive type news or report on what the situation is with Soto and with Nola. Look, with Soto, I know what you guys know as far as the mild oblique strain. I suppose the hope is that it is in fact that mild and hopefully very mild. Because obviously this is an enormously important part of this team, and those oblique strains can be really tricky. I know, Woodsy, you were talking about it earlier, looking at the timeline, what you could find online, I think, about how quickly, oblique strain takes the heel. And it seems there's a real variance there. And we know just from seeing these injuries over the years that sometimes it can hold you out for a little bit, but sometimes it can be a lot longer than that and really be an extended problem. So I suppose the good news on the Soto front is that this happened yesterday and not this coming Sunday. So there is a period of a week and a half here where you can shut him down. And I guess, if worst case scenario, Juan Soto misses a week or two, that's probably not the biggest deal in the world. On the Nola front, we heard from Bob Melvin yesterday, and he said that he thought it hit Nola squarely in the nose, and there wasn't a ton of information beyond that. And honestly, Bob was talking to us right after the game. He had not gone back to the clubhouse to check on the situation there. But, I don't know. I guess we're going to find out more information on that in the next 24 hours or so as well. With a broken nose, if it is a broken nose, I don't know what the timetable is on that. He is a catcher, with a mask on, but, you're almost guaranteed every so often to get hit in that mask. So I just don't even know yet what the situation or what the time frame would be like for him. So I suppose, assuming that Austin is relatively okay, the only positive you can take away from these injuries, whether it's Musgrove or Soto or Nola, is that to this point in spring training, the Padres haven't had, again, Nola's situation was very serious yesterday, but from what we know, anything catastrophic like, Altuve being out for months now or Edwin Diaz, being out for the year. So these injuries happen, and you're right. I mean, you get deeper in spring training and you just say, hey, we can't wait to get out of here and actually get to games that matter where guys aren't injured in games that don't.
I'll tell you what my timetable would be for returning after getting hit in the face With a major league fastball.
Yours?
Never stepping on the field again in my life.
Ben Higgins retiring.
You couldn't drag me onto the field, you know, to try that again after getting hit in the face with a fastball. But I know Austin Nola will be back out there. He is a tough son of a gun, as so many of those are. So I have to ask you, Sammy, what was Saturday like to finally see it in person, the Mount Crushmore, the Four Horsemen, whatever. We're still trying to figure out what we're calling it.
The Four Fathers.
The Four Fathers, F-O-U-R Fathers, lineup that Bob Melvin put out there against the Milwaukee Brewers.
It was really cool to see. And, you know, a couple of those guys got some hits. And, again, it was our first glimpse at the top four in that lineup. And even beyond that, you know, it was a real San Diego Padre lineup, and they produced, and they came back in the game, and it was fun to watch those guys hit. So I know Bob Melvin was really excited about it. The fans were excited about it, and it makes you dream of what this lineup can do on a night-to-night basis when you have those top four guys at the very top of it, and then all the depth that's behind it. And you know, I suppose in the wake of the Soto injury, you know, and Fernando's not going to be there for a while, you just hope that this doesn't become a situation where you don't see the four together for some time.
Yeah, that
into
happens.
The season. I would hate that. Like,
I hate
a situation. Right. I would hate a situation where, you know, we're like a couple months in and they still haven't all played together. I think we're a long way from, you know, having that situation. But look, it's definitely based on just seeing it written down and what they did, quite frankly, on Saturday, you know, seeing these guys hit the ball hard and produce and score runs and drive in runs definitely made you dream about what this team can do on a night-to-night basis. So really fun, really exciting. And unfortunately, maybe with the Soto news, it's the only time in spring training we may see the top four at the very top, but we'll see what things look like moving forward. But no doubt, very, very fun.
Talking to Sammy, spring training, wanted to ask you, were you at the game Friday night for Blake Snell's?
That's what I was going to ask him.
Look at us.
I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, the one thing about Blake Snell is when he's on and locked in, one of the most devastating, deadly pitchers in the game of baseball. His stuff plays as good as or better than anybody's. The one thing that I think, watching him over the years, when he gets into his own head, when he lets, you know, the strike zone bother him a little bit, you know, my wish for Blake Snell has always been, hey man, so what? It was close. You didn't get it called. You have the stuff to get anybody out at any time. He just doesn't employ that very often. When you saw him pitch on Friday, was he frustrated? Because when he gets frustrated, man, it's like he cannot get it back to center. So when you were watching him pitch, I know they pulled him after a couple of hitters and then put him back in. What did you see?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see anything, you know, I didn't see an enormous amount of frustration. I mean, look, again, and we've talked about this, I think you have to take the spring training results with a grain of salt. Now, he did get hit, you know, and did give up runs. He did have to come out of one inning and then went back out and gave up some more. And I'm sure, you know, Blake doesn't want that to happen even in a spring training game. I didn't notice anything, you know, any sort of, you know, obvious, like, super frustration. Quite honestly, I didn't hear Blake talk afterwards. But, you know, again, for Blake Snell, in my mind, you know, the key for him is A, get the spring, get to opening day healthy, which right now he's on track to do. And let's see how the first half unfolds. Let's see how the first couple of months unfold. We know in the past that he's gotten off to some slower starts, but, again, to me, it's like, get there healthy, you know, and I didn't notice anything as far as the frustration. It is spring training, and I think at times, you know, these guys are working on some different things. And that's why with the results, I have a hard time putting a ton of stock into it, you know, especially for guys that aren't battling for spots. It's different for the guys that are battling for spots. But especially when you talk to these pitchers, like, you know, they're working on different stuff. Like, they're working on a particular pitch, you know, like yesterday, you know, I was talking to Julio Teheran after his outing, and, you know, he was talking about, you know, his two seamer a lot, and you know, there are situations where these guys are just really honing in on a particular pitch, a particular element. So I don't know. For me, I don't put a ton of stock into it. I'm sure he would rather have pitched better on Friday night, but I didn't notice anything, you know, super obvious frustration wise. I think for him, get to opening day healthy and then hopefully get off to a good start. Cause the, you know, honestly, right now with some of the, you know, things surrounding this rotation, quite honestly, guys, you know, they really could use Blake Snell to get off to that really good start.
If Sam Levitt had to put money on who he expects to be the opening day starter, just based on the scuttlebutt, I mean, doesn't look like it's going to be Joe Musgrove. I really feel like Yu Darvish is probably going to get the start tomorrow night for Japan if they win tonight, which means they'll probably want him to throw like Monday or Tuesday next week to stay on track, which would then take him out probably for Thursday. Could be Blake Snell. I mean, what are you hearing and thinking, Sam?
It's a great question. You're right on the Darvish. I think all things being equal, I would say Darvish right now. But you're right. That could be somewhat dictated by if he pitches tomorrow, right? So I still would say Darvish. The other complication to that is, you know, if he can only go, you know, a certain number of innings or a certain number of pitches, if he's not stretched all the way out to the point he normally would be on an opening day, is he your opening day starter? I'm still going to go with Darvish because it makes the most sense to me, even though we need to see when he pitches potentially tomorrow and what his schedule looks like. But, you know, I mean, could it even be somebody like a Nick Martinez? I mean, he should be pretty much fully built up to the point he would have been if even had he not gone to the World Baseball Classic. I'll still go with Yu Darvish. I still will. And even I think there's even a scenario where even if he's not built up all the way, you know, yeah, opening day could be one of those days where he's on a limit and then you turn to your bullpen. They do have the off day after the first handful of games. So I'm still going to go with Yu Darvish, but obviously that could pretty quickly change here depending on what his schedule might be.
A couple of weeks ago, we learned about the Levitt family motto, where Sam goes, the champagne flows.
That's right. This is unbelievable.
And then this weekend, I see Sam Levitt in a Fairleigh Dickinson University microphone broadcasting situation. And we didn't even know about this. So you actually worked for Fairleigh Dickinson University as well.
I did. It was a brief period. When was it? I guess it was the college basketball season of 2016 into 2017. And then I did some more than season as well. But yeah, I did men's basketball. I did women's basketball at Fairleigh Dickinson, the Rothman Center. I think it's technically in Teaneck, New Jersey, although I think maybe part of the campus is in Teaneck, part of the campus is in Hackensack. But yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson, the Knights. And it was funny, actually, because I was watching the game with some people at the complex, the end of that game against Purdue. And I just didn't really bring it up. Like, I was just watching, and I don't know, you know, I've worked at a lot of schools. So I it didn't really like stand out to me that much. Like, oh, I've done Fairleigh Dickinson. I was just watching. And then later I posted the photo and that same group was like, why didn't you say that while we were watching?
Yeah. You're like, Ben, like, all this gold and you just sit on it and then we have to pull it out of you.
Yeah, we've never heard of this school. You worked there, so it was cool.
Is that gym as small as the picture that we saw earlier where they play?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. There was a picture that I saw on Twitter that is not their gym. So you may have looked at a photo that is not their gym. I don't know what gym that is. It depends who tweeted it out. I saw something on Twitter that night that was pretty viral that was not their gym. And if you read the replies, there were a lot of people saying that's not their gym. They play at but the place they do play at is also very small. I mean, it's a real gym, rec center type vibe with there's one side that's kind of portable stands. It's pretty small for sure. It is not, you know, it is not Viejas Arena, you know, in that kind of building. But it was cool. I mean, I don't think anybody that I worked with there is still there as far as I know. Yeah, it was pretty neat to see. Good for them. And, yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson back in the day. And yes, you guys are right. Another example of where Sammy goes. Yes.
They may have a delayed, effect, but you hire Sammy. Good things are going to happen
eventually,
for your team
at some point.
Sammy went to some Aztecs games this year. You've never been to Alabama, right?
Yeah, you've never done anything for Alabama,
no.
Correct? Okay.
All right. Never.
All right. We're good.
Never.
I really like our chances.
Yeah.
I got to tell you guys, just one thing on the Sammy Go Champagne Flow saying. I was, after we did the Bob Melvin media scrum post game on the field, it's wrapped up and the players are leaving. I'm kind of getting my stuff together and I'm leaving. And I swear, a group of fans, top of their lungs, I have a video of it. I was DM'd a video of it. So I may send it to you guys because it's as clear as day. At the top of their lungs, where Sammy goes, the champagne flows.
Yeah, we need to have it. We need it.
Well, Paul, let me ask you this. If I sent this to you, I'm not asking for it to be a drop, but I have a feeling that it could end up being a drop.
We're building the field for next year already.
Send it on, Samuel. You know the rules.
All right, Sam. All right, night game tomorrow, so enjoy your last little bit of freedom, and then one strong week left, and we'll see you back here in San Diego in just over a week.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Talk soon.
Sam Levitt on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. Yeah, with the Padres not showing up until midday or later tomorrow, Sam might have to work his sources, you know, like texting inside sources to get info for us, which I always hate. That's the hard. I think that to me is one of the hardest parts of the job. You text AJ sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
You always worry about it.
He rarely responds, but yeah.
Yeah, Adam Schefter had the whole thing where he texted Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers said, lose this number.
Lose my number.
Nice try, though.
Lose my number.
That is the most awkward and uncomfortable part of being a really good reporter.
I would quit. If Preller did that to me,
lose this number.
If he wants me to quit, he can get me
just
today.
Just do it by saying lose this.
Just text me and go, lose my number. And I'd be like, sorry, it's now Ben and Paul and I'm out. That's it for me.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah.
I mean, to be a dogged, break the big story type reporter, you have to be annoying. Yeah, you have to really be writing, you know, people in an uncomfortable sort of way.
You always see it in the movies. You got to give me something, man. You got to give me something.
Right.
I just watched, what was it, State of Play?
You bother them so much, they give you something just so you go away eventually.
Come on, man. I got a story coming out. I'm writing this story regardless. You need to comment. You know, you got to give me something. I don't want to be that guy.
But when you're a big name like Adam Schefter, you also know you might need him at some point.
Of course.
So
you can't burn those bridges.
You can't simply just block him and say, you know, you're cut off because you asked me too many questions. You have to every time go, hey, I've got nothing for you right now. I can't give you anything right now, but you got to respond.
Shefty throwing that out there was actually kind of a bad look for him, I thought. Like, now everybody knows Adam Shefty.
I know you respect it, though, that, you know, he's open and showing his progress.
Rodgers mentioned it on the Pat McAfee show that everybody was watching. He name-dropped Shefty. He goes, I don't know where, you know, Shefty tweeted or texted me, and I just said, bro, lose my number. So then Adam Schefter was like, yeah, here's the proof.
Okay,
right
that's
here.
Why he did it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's why he did it. Wow. That would be. Anybody ever get rude with you in comment, like text back?
I don't think so, but then again, I'm not Adam Schefter. I don't.
You're Ben Higgins.
I pick my moments when I need it. I'm not bothering guys five times a day to try to break a story.
Fair
usually.
Enough.
So maybe that's a failing of mine. All right, good Monday show, everybody. That flew by. We got Braden, the coach, coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. The executive producer of Ben and Woods is Paul Reindl. Good job, Polly. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Monday. Be safe out on those roadways from all of us here. 97.3 The Fan. Talk to you later.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.